There is a breaking of family ties when someone dies. Money is one of the top reasons people get a divorce, and one of the top reasons why families break up when someone dies. On this episode, Dave Ramsey receives a question from a listener who is stuck between a rock and a hard place. Their brother has died, left him some money, and now the deceased brother's kids are saying they are entitled to the money, and they want it now, even though their name wasn't on the insurance policy. So who is right, the brother or the kids? This happens way too often. As a certified private wealth advisor, I see this one too many times. When someone dies and doesn't have proper titling, families break up. So let's listen to the brother's side. I'm going to give my feedback and let's see what Dave Ramsey has to say in the meantime.
My brother-in-law recently died in his sleep, and my sister had passed away in 2019. When their children met with the insurance company, they found out my oldest son and I were named as beneficiaries. I think this may have been an oversight because the children were minors when they got the policy. They still will get an IRA, a house, a car, etc. The kids are pressuring me to sign over their money. It would help to hear from someone not close to the situation. What should I do?
All right, so we got a little backstory here. He says that his brother died, the mother died, and the kids are still getting an IRA, they're still getting the car, they're still getting some other things. But when they went to the insurance, they realized that the brother, or their uncle in this case, and their eldest son was named as the beneficiary. So now we understand that the money is going to go to the brother and it's going to the oldest sibling of that brother. So what should they do? Should he give the money to the kids because they're asking for it? What's going on? So from my perspective, I think the brother is entitled to the money. And he said that he thinks it might have been an oversight because the kids were minors at that time. And I don't think so, because if they're already getting the IRA, they're getting some cars and some other properties, obviously those parents understood that there was going to be a portion of their estate that goes to these children. Now, if they wanted that brother to be maybe a guardian of those children because they were minors, that would be one thing. But it seems kind of legit. Like, hey, I love my kids. I also love my brother. I want to make sure that I leave something for them. It sounds like they were pretty wealthy. So that's my take on it. Let's see what Dave Ramsey has to say.
Well, I think you need to make a decision of, was this an oversight? If it was left to you to take care of them when they were minors and they're no longer minors, and he hadn't been diligent with his estate plan and fixed his beneficiaries, then you are saying you accidentally did get money that was intended for them.
I think that point of accidentally not updating your beneficiaries is a crucial point. A lot of people do name beneficiaries and they don't make those updates. So they have somebody, but not always the right somebody. So make sure that when you do have your account titling, whether it's on your bank account, your insurance, your retirement, your 401ks, your IRAs, make sure you update those so you know exactly where the cash flows. So if you have a daughter, a son, and you have a grandchild as well, and you want to make sure the grandchild gets something, make sure you update that titling so there is no confusion after death.
That's the case. I would give it to them. If, on the other hand, if we, that's what it sounds like. But if there's another scenario that's like, okay, he wanted to leave us some money and he used the policy to do that, and he very clearly intended to do that, and they just feel like they're entitled to it just because it was their dad and mom, but dad and mom had a very, very clear intent to leave it to us, then they're just up a creek. You're not entitled to anything because you're kin. It's not their money. But if you truly do believe what you said, that you think it's an oversight, then on a moral basis, I'd give it to him.
To be honest with you, I don't think that he thinks it's an oversight. I think he feels bad because he doesn't really know how it works. I think his brother was very generous. I think his brother was financially savvy and he understood exactly what he was doing. But the problem is that he didn't communicate that to his brother. See, it's great to leave money. I said, you can die with zero, right? Every dollar is accounted for and you're delegating the assets to the right people. But if those people aren't informed of what to do, they don't have any instructions, it's the same idea. They're going to fight about what was said on your deathbed or what was said behind closed doors or what was written on a note, you know, that nobody seems to be able to find.
It's not their money. Legally, it's your money, period. No question. Nobody's going to argue that. No court's even going to look at this. They'll dismiss it in 30 seconds, okay? It's your money. It's in your hands. If you think that it was a mistake, it was an envelope mailed to the wrong address, and you do feel like it's rightfully theirs, then I would give it to them.
But once again, I don't think people are leaving insurance money to take care of children when they've already allocated certain amounts of funds to those children. I think the brother is totally entitled to it. Once again, I don't think that he needs to give any more money to the nieces and nephews. But in my case, I would be there as a support system. And we're talking about death here. So being a support system, if they do need something, I may be giving some extra money out of that inheritance money. Or if they're struggling, or maybe there's something that they're going through, like maybe college, or maybe it's a special occasion, maybe a down payment on a wedding or something like that, I would use some of that inheritance money to provide for my nieces and nephews just out of my love for them. Not necessarily because I'm obligated, but out of love. But let's talk about solutions here. What can we do to prevent this? You know, what can you do before you pass away, before your spouse passes away, so your nieces and nephews and uncles, living relatives after you pass, don't argue? And Dave brings up a good point, so I'm going to play this here.
You get a will. And by the way, when you die, the state that you're living in will do the probate, not the last state you lived in when you did your will at the other state. So when you move to a different state, when you go through a major life change, you need to update your will. When the kids grow up, you need to update your life insurance policy and change the beneficiary. And you got to keep up with this stuff. And so, you know, this is what rich people do. They take care of the money so the lawyers don't get it.
That's it right there. They take care of the money so the lawyers don't get to it. Because if you go to probate court, you get a lawyer, you're arguing over the money, the lawyers are the only ones that are winning in this case. And once again, that titling is going to supersede anything that you're doing. So you're just wasting thousands and thousands of dollars trying to argue over something that's not relevant. And the question remains, okay, what happens when the child is a minor and the parents pass away, but they are the beneficiary? So let's say in this case that the son and the daughter were named as beneficiaries. Well, what happens is the parents need to appoint a guardian just in case of their passing. So if you pass away and you want your brother to take care of your nieces and nephews who may be underage, you name them as a guardian. They can get guardianship papers, and then they can claim the money and then act in their best interest about the money as he sees fit to help them raise them as you would if you were still alive. But once again, these are processes you have to go in, and you don't know what you don't know. How many times have we gone through these types of scenarios? A lot. How many times have we avoided this situation? A lot. So what's the difference? People who financially plan versus people who just accumulate and die. Do not just accumulate and die. You want to financially plan. You want to make sure you appoint your executors, appoint your guardians, and you want to make sure you update your titling. This is what that question is going to answer, and it's going to stop your relatives from calling in and breaking up family ties. In the comments below, let me know, has this ever happened to you? Have you seen families fight over money after someone passes? Do you wish that maybe mom or dad had a will so your brothers and sisters didn't have to fight over money? Or maybe you're in a family where the parents give all the money to one person, hoping they do the right thing, and they don't. Well, let me know. So if you have any other questions or you need help creating your own financial plan, look in the description. You can go to AB Ridgeway Wealth Management. They help Christians like you develop financial plans that will make God proud. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.